Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We welcome you once more to the meditation from God's precious Word relative to the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, how we long that through the ministry of this blessed Word, our listeners will think, meditate, contemplate more and more the blessed person of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest person in the universe of God. We continue our meditation upon that great theme, His resurrection. Oh, my beloved, His resurrection was unique, far different than the resurrection of any others. For when you think of the resurrection that took place in the lives after the death of certain ones that are mentioned in Holy Scripture, so different was the resurrection of Christ. First of all, today, let me make mention. We cannot turn to the many Scriptures, but we would like to note the resurrection of other people, which is recorded in the Word of God. You have in the first book of Kings, the son of a widow, whom the prophet raised from the dead. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24, tell the wonderful work of Elijah by the power of God in bringing this son alive from the dead. You go to the second book of Kings chapter 4, and in the verses 17 through 27, you will read of a miracle that was performed by Elisha the prophet, when he also raised another son, the Shunammite's son, from the dead. And did you ever notice, in the second book of Kings chapter 13, a most unusual incident, where Elisha had been buried in his grave lie? Then, on that occasion, the record gives the indication, there was a funeral taking place, when some of the tribes around the people of that day came to attack them. And in haste, they dropped the body of their dead friend into the grave of Elisha. And the moment that dead body touched the bones of Elisha, he came alive again. Most unique indeed. The man was buried in Elisha's grave. And as his dead body touched the bones of Elisha, life came into his body again. Then when you look at the New Testament, if you please, let me make mention of the fact. You've got, first of all, in the Gospel of Mark, a little daughter of Jairus, ruler of a synagogue, whom the Lord Jesus raised from the dead. They laughed him to scorn when he said to the people within the home, "The little maid only sleeps." They believe she was actually dead. But he goes over to the bedside and takes her by the hand and says, "Talitha kumai, little maid, arise." And she awoke, and he delivers her over to her father and mother to be given food. Then you go to the raising of Lazarus. Marvelous incident, as you well know, in John chapter 11. And Lazarus, even after he had been dead 4 days, was raised from the dead. Marvelous miracle, proving the deity, the power of the Son of God, and proving him to be the Messiah of Israel, as well as the Son of God himself. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Then you think of the widow's son in Luke's Gospel, chapter 7. On the way to the cemetery, if you please. How unique to find in the life of the Lord Jesus a young girl that had just died. And now, a young man that's being carried to the cemetery. And then we think of Lazarus already buried for 4 days. But the power of the Son of God was such, he goes to the widow's son lying upon the bier that was being carried to be buried. And he raises the young man, restoring him to his mother. Then we think of the great miracle that you've got, even by Peter performed in Acts chapter 9. The raising of Tabitha or Dorcas, that godly woman who did so much for the saints, in keeping them in garments and food and ministering to their necessities. And as they stood around weeping, even Peter takes her by the hand and commands her to rise, and she comes to life again. And then what shall we say? When you come to the 20th chapter of the book of the Acts, you find Eutychus, a young man, falling out of the window from that upper room of the third story building and dashed to pieces upon the ground. Undoubtedly left as dead, but Paul embraces him and restores him back to life. Now may I point out, here are three in the Old Testament, and there are five in the New Testament. They all died, but they were all brought back from death. But may I make a very careful qualification? Yet all of these did not receive a resurrection body, as the Lord Jesus did. For without question of doubt, they all died again. May I please make it clear? The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was unlike the resurrection of others who are recorded in the Word of God. Ah, we have to say this. As we've already touched upon it in part, we repeat in substance, the resurrection of Christ was a real body coming out of the grave that could be touched. It had flesh and bones, as he confessed in Luke 24. He was able to eat food and did in the presence of his disciples. He was recognized by the disciples themselves as having the same body, not another. As he mentions his open side, his wounded hands, his pierced feet. Do you remember John chapter 20, verse 27, as well as verse 28, later on? And you'll find, even in that chapter of the first resurrection day, the wounds of his hand and of his feet and the spear wound in his side were visible. It was the same person, that blessed one that had been risen from the dead, and yet his body in some respects seemed different after his resurrection. Now listen, carefully please. I want you to think of that resurrected body. What do you think of it? Now I want you to note something very careful. In John chapter 20, we read that when the disciples were behind closed doors, and those doors were locked because of their fear of the Jews, then came Jesus and stood in their midst. How'd he get in? The door was locked. Nobody unlocked it. That blessed person in his resurrection body, and this is what I want you to be thinking about, his resurrection body was uniquely different than the resurrection bodies of those who were raised from the dead in the Old and New Testament times. His body could walk and did walk through the closed doors. I think of one, a good dear friend of mine, telling me, some scientists in our country many years ago in the West Coast, talking with him, relative to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not sure that the scientist was a Christian believer, but he certainly was confident that Christ was an unusual person. But he said to my friend, he said to him, Owen, when your Savior walked through the doors of that upper room which were locked, it was the God of the atoms walking through the atoms. Now, my beloved friend, I want you to stop. I want to ask the question of you. What do you think of Christ and his resurrection? He passed through closed doors. Do you also remember in chapter 24 of Luke, as he talked to the two men or the two disciples going to Emmaus and then stayed with them to have a meal, as he broke the bread? They must have recognized him. His hands with the nail prints must have been in evidence. And they saw that it was their Savior. And do you recall it says he vanished out of their sight? Ah, that body kept disappearing and reappearing. again and again, and for 40 days after his resurrection. He was upon the earth doing a public ministry only with his disciples. My beloved, please, I want you to think. That resurrection body of our Lord Jesus, it was different. Very unique from all others who have been raised from the dead, whether known or unknown. But thank God we also know this. This blessed one who rose from the dead is alive forevermore. Let me quote the words that he speaks in Revelation 1 and verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and Hades. Amen. Beloved, please, please, start thinking who this blessed one is, and think of his resurrection. A body that could move at a moment, at an instant's notice away, and appear. And now he's alive forevermore in heaven above. Ah, beloved, what joy it is to realize this blessed resurrection body of the Lord Jesus is indeed unique. But my friend, I want you to think of it. Think of it. Why should you think of Christ? You tell me. You show to me any other person of whom it could be said, his body is in resurrection glory and is alive forevermore and can pass through the atoms and come and go at will. May I give you the thought? I believe that resurrection body did not even need to eat or sleep after that. He's alive forevermore, living at the right hand of God. My beloved, let me go back to the premise that we mentioned beginning in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The gospel. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And please may I remind you that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My beloved, what do you think of Christ? Not only his preexistence, his incarnation, his atoning death, but his resurrection. Father, use the truth in the power of the Holy Spirit to every listener in Jesus' name. Amen.